The two Ute men soon returned carrying armfuls of furs. "You have been very kind to my nephew," Chief Akowitz told Richard Wetherill. "Please accept these gifts with my thanks." Richard shook his head. "Thank you, but I can't accept them. I only did what was right." Akowitz insisted even more strongly. Sensing that he wasn't going to be able to leave without receiving some kind of gift, Richard said, "My brothers and I have a lot of hungry cattle to feed. Would you mind letting us graze them up here?" Akowitz examined the faces of the other elders in the hut. It was clear that they approved of the request. Richard thanked everyone. Before returning to the Alamo Ranch, he motioned Ure aside and said, "Come by whenever you want to, Ure. Our home will always be open to you and your family." Ure watched Richard Wetherill leave. Something bothered him, but he couldn't say what it was. Maybe it had to do with his Uncle Chief Akowitz's present to Wetherill. The gift was generous, but it wasn't generous enough, Ure thought. "Richard Wetherill saved my life, but what can I give him in return?" Several weeks later, after Ure had fully recovered from his injuries, he went exploring by himself. He followed the tracks of a small animal through a steep canyon. Rounding a bend, Ure spotted his friend, Richard Wetherill. The rancher was crouching high above him at the edge of a cave in the canyon wall. When Ure called out to him, Richard shouted back, "Ure! Look what I found!" He pointed to the small cave that was cut in the rocks in front of him. "Somebody must have lived here once." He signaled for Ure to join him. When Ure reached the cave, he saw a couple of rooms made of clay bricks, a woven basket, and pieces of red pottery that had black designs painted on them. A venomous rattlesnake wedged in a far corner hissed at them in warning.